This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A U.S. congresswoman says she will no longer visit Israel, even though the country said she could go on humanitarian grounds to visit her elderly grandmother. Representative Rashida Tlaib, along with Representative Ilhan Omar, were barred from visiting the country for promoting boycotts of Israel. In a reversal of Thursday's decision, Israel announced Friday Tlaib could still visit her grandmother. Tlaib then wrote on Twitter Friday morning she is being silenced and treated as a criminal. She said she will not visit Israel under what she called oppressive conditions. Congresswoman Tlaib's uncle, Bassam Tlaib, says his family rejects a visit under Israeli restrictions. Tlaib and Omar were set to visit Israel and several cities in the West Bank. Hundreds of people took to the streets in Srinagar in Kashmir on Friday. They were protesting against Indian rule and the move to revoke special status for the Indian-administered region. Protesters march after Friday prayers, chanting slogans for freedom from Indian rule and holding banners. The Indian-controlled portion of Kashmir has been under heavy security and communication lockdown since August 5th. That's when Narendra Modi's government decided to revoke privileges of Jammu and Kashmir. The government has called it a move to integrate the disputed region into the mainland. Indian government officials said Friday restrictions imposed on the region will be lifted gradually. Gibraltar turned back U.S. objections on Thursday and released the Iranian supertanker Grace One from detention. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Reuters reports President Trump was